Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. I'm going to share about Psalm 3 today. Listen to the words. Think about what he's talking to us about. Well, Lord, I have so many enemies. So many are against me. So many are saying God will never rescue him. But you, O Lord, are a shield around me. You are my glory, the one who holds my head high. I cry out to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy mountain. I lay down and sleep, yet I woke up in safety, for the Lord was watching over me. I am not afraid of the 10,000 enemies who surround me on every side. Arise, O Lord, rescue me, my God. Slap all my enemies in the face, shatter the teeth of the wicked. Victory comes from you, O Lord. May you bless your people. I have found that there are times when we all need to hear the word that the Lord is watching over us and protecting us during our walk in this world. Times when we feel overwhelmed or worried about what is taking place in life. This psalm I just read is the first psalm of David as he was fleeing from Absalom, his son. At that time David wrote this psalm, he was in a great deal of stress and trouble. His son led a seemingly successful rebellion against him, and many of his previous friends and associates turned on him and joined the ranks of those who troubled him. That had to be stressful and overcoming. David's situation was so bad that many thought he was beyond God's help or rescue. I would bet there were some of those who may have said something, well, that they didn't feel God was able to help him, but not necessarily that. I think what they were meaning is that God was unwilling to help him. Lack of faith. They may have even looked at his past sins and said something like, he's getting what he deserves. Have you ever heard that? What God does is a miraculous thing. What God does for David is that gives David a faith, and he turns to God and makes a plea. Though some may have said that there was no help from God coming, David knew that God was his shield. David was under attack, and he stayed the course knowing that he was going to be all right because the Lord's going to watch over and protect him. David remembered that God was the one who lifted him up and placed him on higher ground in the first place. God heard David and answered his prayer. During the times in which we live right now, stress and fear are often felt by most people. The story of David has much to share with us as we look at how he dealt with and how we can deal with the stress and the fear in our lives. Here are a few thoughts from what I've read today. First, recognize that there are enemies out there, that we need his help when facing them. There's going to be things beyond our control. Secondly, recognize that God is our shield and help in these times. At times, we try to go it alone and discover that we just can't do it alone. And that's okay to admit that and then turn and run to God for his help. Thirdly, recognize the Lord's protection is there and gives us rest. At times, there is little or nothing you and I can do on our own, but we are able to take and find rest, sleep, and strength. Why? Because of the Lord. He's watching over us. Thank you, Father. Fourth, claim the victory we have found in God and in Jesus. That requires that we walk in faith even while facing giants in our lives. Faith is the confident assurance of things we hope for even when we can't see it. Don't know how it can happen. That's according to Hebrews. So he's calling us to live by faith. There's a thought. The Word of God does not say we will not feel some stress. It says that he will walk with us, provide, protect, watch over us, give us peace and rest as we travel through whatever we face day by day. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Kind of gives new meaning to that, doesn't it? I hear you, Lord. I'm going to do my best today. I hope you will too. Prayer list for today. Continue to remember Grace and her knee surgery, and Corey Kinney and battling cancer, Scott Rooney as he recovers from his shoulder surgery, Kathy Steele as she battles cancer, Kathy Mascherio as she's recovering from surgery, my sister Drew Ryle as possible heart issues, she has an appointment on the 6th, Dallas and Whitney as they transition and try to move, Bassam Milkey was having surgery for gallstone, and turns out surgery went well, he's at home, a little bit of pain, but needs our prayers. Ashley, Ruth Walton's granddaughter. They're going to induce labor on Friday and bring this new life into the world. Be praying that the delivery will be successful and the way it should be. Linda Zimmett's son, who's on board a ship in the Middle East and in the midst of that tension, which means we need to also be preparing for Israel and all that's going on in that part of the world. The rest of our missionaries, our nation, our church, and our family. Spend a few moments in prayer. Then God bless you and have a great day.